Vasudevaya, Bhagavati. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this 31?
29 through 36.
Okay, so there's no projector, nothing. Okay. We're reading from the Madhya Lila, chapter 8, verse 29. Shustahaya duhe she stanite bashila, tabe hashi mahaprabhu kahite lagila. When they regained their sanity, they both sat down, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to smile and speak as follows. This refers, gaining back their sanity, means that Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had embraced and, they were especially Mahaprabhu he could barely contain himself, he was very ecstatic. But when he saw these brahmanas, there were about 1,000 other people attending Ramananda Roy. He was practically like a king. And so they were all thinking, well, Mahaprabhu could see, they were thinking that, well, what's going on here? They were thinking that he's a sannyasi, he doesn't supposed to touch a king, or what to speak of, he's not even really a kshatriya, he's like some kind of a half-breed or something. But, you know, they respected Ramananda Roy. Obviously, they had 1,000 people around him. So this verse says, they got it back together and regained their sanity. They both sat down. And Lord Chaitanya began to smile, and he spoke as follows. Sarva bhoma bhattacharya kohile tomar gune, tomare milite more karilo jatane. Sarva bhoma bhattacharya has spoken of your good qualities, and he has made a great endeavor to convince me to meet you. Indeed, I have come here just to meet you. It is very good that even without making any effort, I have gotten your interview here. Toma milibari mora eta agaman balo hoilo anayase pailun darshan. Toma milibari. Milibari means to meet. Eta here, agaman coming. Balo hoilo, this is very good. Anayase, without any endeavor. Pailun. I've gotten your darshan interview. Roy kohe sarvabhoma kore britya gyan paroksheha morahite hoi savadhan. Roy kohe, Ramananda Roy replied, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya thinks of me as his servant. Even in my absence, he is very careful to do me good. So there's no purport, but it's interesting, the statement that, I'll read the next one anyway. Tara kripai painu tomara darshan aji sapala hoilo mora manusha jana. By his mercy, I've received your interview here. Consequently, I consider that today I have become a successful human being. So if someone is a servant, this is Roy speaking, it's not that one mistreats his servant. Rather, one has to have mercy on his servant, especially if Sarvabhoma. And so Ramananda Roy considers that he's benefiting very much as a humble servant. Of course, we're all in this dasya bhav, so we should always consider that everyone is our master. Not literally his master, like he didn't keep him on a chain, but this is figurative speaking, like, you know, this is...
He was a follower?
Follower? No, they were just friends, basically. But he's speaking that he feels like he's a servant of the Bhattacharya, and therefore the Bhattacharya is looking after his well-being. And there's three relationships we basically have with people. or especially devotees or anybody. Doya means we show mercy towards servants, those who we consider inferior. But if we're theoretically very advanced, we don't consider anyone inferior anyway. So that's why it's kind of interesting, because they're so advanced that they're, you know, it's just superficial. It just seems that way, right? I mean, Ramananda Roy is more advanced than Sarvabhauma, but he never understood Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma never understood Ramananda Roy until he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he realized, wait a minute, I've been neglecting bhakti all this time. I was thinking gyan was so important. Now I'm seeing, now I understand. He was having this retro realization that Ramananda Roy is so advanced, but I never understood what he was up to. But Ramananda Roy considered him, he was probably older than Ramananda Roy in some way, but anyway, these are the intricacies of these dealings that we're seeing. See, Sarvabhauma was saying, now by Ramananda Roy's mercy, he was getting the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramananda Roy is saying by Sarvabhauma's mercy, he's getting the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So it's a good way to think. I can see that you have bestowed special mercy upon Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Therefore, you have touched me, although I am untouchable. This is due only to his love for you. This Ramananda Roy's statement. Okay. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan himself, and I am only a government servant interested in materialistic activities. Indeed, I am the lowest among men of the fourth caste. He says, Kahan tumi sakshat Ishvara Narayan, kahan mui rajasevi vishayi sudradham. He's saying, Adama means lower than a sudra. This word is used here. Sudradham vishayi. I'm a materialist who is lower than a sudra. This is how Ramananda Roy is seeing himself. 36. I don't want to exceed my limit. What am I supposed to go up to?
37.
Okay. Oh, that has a purport. We'll get to that. Mora sparshe nakarile ghina veda bhai, mora darshan toma vede nishedhai. You do not fear the Vedic injunction stating that you should not associate with a sudra. You are not contemptuous of my touch. I mean, not contemptuous is funny, because he not only was not contemptuous, but he was in great ecstasy embracing Ramananda.
I think it might be 36.
Yeah. No, it's probably 37. Yeah. Yeah, 36. It has the purport, big purport. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 9:32, the Lord says, Manghi parthi vyapashritya yepi shu papayonaha. Striyo vaishas tata sudras tepiyanti parangatim.
36.
Yeah, that has the maha purport, yeah. O son of Pritha, those who have taken shelter in me, though they be lower birth, women, vaishas, as well as sudras, can approach the supreme destination. Very controversial verse. Oh, well, let's see if it has a comma here. Women, comma, vaishyas. The word papayonaya means born of a lower caste woman. The vaishyas are merchants, and the sudras or workers are servants. According to Vedic classification, interestingly enough, in another place it describes that sudras should be addressed as mahajan, because there's different thing. I forgot the others, vaishyas are addressed in a certain way, but I remember the... In fact, when Mahaprabhu was going through Jarikanda, there were the sudra mahajans who were actually the brahmanas who were... Because the people living in the jungle are not super refined, but it said that they weren't really qualified to cook or entertain Mahaprabhu in the Jarikanda, but they were the persons who acted as brahmanas, although they may not have been actual brahmanas, not recognized as brahmanas, they were called sudra mahajans. So, but they're still sudras, but they're the higher grade sudras. They act as brahmanas for the sudras. The Vaishyas are merchants, sudras are workers. According to Vedic classification, they belong. Yeah. Maybe that's here. No, it's somewhere. It's not here. According to Vedic classification, they belong to lower social order. A low life means a life without Krishna consciousness. High and low position in society were calculated by considering a person's Krishna consciousness. A brahmana is considered to be on the highest platform because he knows Brahman. Brahma janititi brahmana. There's many verses about that. Read the purport. The second caste, the Kshatriyas, also know Brahman, but not as well as the Brahmanas. The Vaishyas and Sudras do not clearly understand God consciousness, but if they take to Krishna consciousness by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master, they do not remain in the lower caste, Papayonaya. It is clearly stated, Te Pianti Parangatim. Unless one is attained, that means they can all go to the Parangatim. Yanti means to go to the supreme Gatim. Destination. What is it? Nate vidu svartagatin hi vishnu darasha ye bahir artamayana. One of Prahlad Maharaj's verses where he says, Nate vidu svartagatin, those who don't know Vishnu, they don't know the supreme destination. Therefore, that could be even a so-called Brahman. He may be born a Brahman, but he may be clean and following even the four Viprad Vishad Gunyuta Daravinda Nava Padaravinda Vimukat Sabachan Varishta. If he's Vimukan, if he turned his face away from Krishna, even if he's decorated with the 12 Brahminical qualifications, still he's considered lower than a devotee who may have been born as Sopacha, a dog cooker, which necessarily means he eats the dog. Also, it's actually, the word is dog eater, but they call it sopacha. Pacha means to cook, because usually they don't eat the dog raw, at least. But not any dog eater cooker is as good as a Brahmin. He has to have given up his dog eating tendency. Prabhupada used to sometimes quote the Panchatantra, I think it is, that if one is sitting up on a big throne like a king, but he's actually dog mentality. If someone throws a shoe, he'll jump off the throne and chew the shoe. So we don't want to be in that caste class. Chewing, lick, Prabhupada said, lick up the shoes. anyway, there's lots of stuff about that in these books. Unless one has attained the highest standard of life, one cannot return home back to Godhead. One may be Shudra, Vaishya, or woman, but if he is situated in the service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness, he should not be considered Stri, Shudra, Vaishya. Lord Chaitanya's statement that we're supposed to chant every time before we do puja, the Shudha Bhuti, Naham Vipro, Nachanarapatir, Napi Vaishya, Nashudro, Naham Varni, Nachigrihapatir, Navanasto, Yatir, Va. Kintu Projana Kila, Paramananda, Purnamrita, Bir, Gopi Bartu, Patakamalaya, Dasa, Dasanu, Dasa. I am not, this is one of Mahaprabhu's famous statements, I am Naham Vipro, I'm not a Brahmin. Naham Vipro, Nachanarapatir. Nachanarapatir means the Kshatriyas, Narapitya, Napi Vaishya, Nashudro, Vaishya, or Sudra, and or Naham Varni, Nachagrihapatir, Navanasti. I'm not a Vanaprastha or a Grihastha. Naham Varni, Nachagrihapatir, Navanasto, Yatirva, Yati is a sannyasi, or a renunciate. Then what are you? If you're none of these, none of the above, state it. I just had to fill out a form for the police. What's my race? What's my this? What's your upadi? What's your designation? Are you male, female, in between? So he says, I'm none of these, but Kintu Pajana Kila Paramananda Purnamrita Bir Gopi Bhartu. Basically, he says, I am a servant of the servant of the maintainer of the gopis, Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya. Krishna says in the Gita, Bhuta Bharta, there's many verses like that, several, that he's the maintainer. Maheshvara. So, where the servant is 100 times servant, as soon as someone thinks he's artificially, oh, gopi, then ati bhakti chori lakman, then we think he must be a thief. Too much bhakti. But one should, 100 times removed, Prabhupada said. Tadira chanana sevi bhakta sanivas janame janame hoye abhilas. This Narottam Das Thakur says, janame janame, life after life, I want to be this servant, servant of the servant. Tadira chanana sevi, I want to get the dust of the six Goswamis. And six Goswamis, they are also thinking that they're insignificant, although they're, so this is the qualification to become very significant, that if one, like Kaviraj Goswami also is always, many times he's saying, I'm not worthy, equal to a pile of ashes, or I don't have a sesame seed of devotion. If anyone takes my name, Mor Nam Shuni Loy, if he hears my name, his punya kai, all his pious activity will disappear. What to speak if he speaks my name? Then he'll become sinful. Jagai madai hoite muise papishta purishir kit hoite muise lagishta. He said, Jagai madai, they're saints compared to me. Even Rupa and Sanatan were saying like that. So it's not too good to be puffed up, obviously. If we want to get to even a tiniest micro unfathomable particle of the dust of the six Goswamis, then just see how great they are. If you take your whole life and study one book of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he wrote 50, how many times can you read Jivadharma, or what to speak of, Jivadharma? I mean, even one song of Bhaktivinoda, he's expressing so much just in one song, one line. Just one line. So, what we are. So, onward here with the purport. One prominent lady in our Krishna consciousness, she once asked Prabhupada, is it true, Swamiji, that women are less intelligent? And Prabhupada said, if you think you're a woman, then you are less intelligent. Learned, maybe. A person engaged in the Lord's service, though from a low-born family, should never be considered to belong to a low-born family. The Padma Purana forbids, Vikshite jati samanya sayati narakang dhruvam. A person goes to hell quickly when he considers a devotee of the Lord in terms of birth. Kuladi vichar. Is Krishna Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta Bharo, a Bhaktahin Char, Nahi Jati, Krishna Bhajani, Kuladi Vichar. One who worships Krishna, he is never considered according to his Kula. Vija Kule Kiko Kalibirina, Narottam says in one song. Vijja kule ki korabitar. What is the use of your big high family if you don't make contact with Lord Nityananda? Nitaina balilo moke, a samsara suke. You're simply enjoying in this material world, samsara. Se sambandha nahi ja britta janma gelo. You've simply wasted britta janma. Your birth is useless. Janame janame sa pitamatapai. After so many births, we've already gotten so many fathers and mothers. But in this life, Jagadananda Pandit, he says, Bhaja Hariyai, in this human life, we're getting a chance we can worship. Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajai. Manushya Janama Paya. He's lamenting. That's also Nartam Das. Manushya Janama Pai Radha Krishna Paite. I got a human form of life, but I didn't worship Radha Krishna. I simply wasted my time. Ki Sukha Lagiya. What happiness did I get? I didn't take this Harinam Sankirtan and Prema Ratana Dana. Helaya Haraino. I threw away the real jewel of life. I ran after these nonsense materialistic jewels. Vishama Vishaya Vishya Sata Tagaina. I drank always this dangerous poison of sense gratification. So this is what's being taught in this purport, more or less. A person goes to hell, Naraki. When the residents of Radhakund were criticizing Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada, that he was speaking he was speaking about the Upanishads, etc., and not giving the rasika nectar in Radhakund. They criticized him, and he said, "They are not living in Radhakund; they are living in Narakund." Woo! Heavy duty. He used to call them Chorawalas. They have stolen Radhakund. Pukur. They have stolen this Radhakund from the actual devotees. So, not everybody. I mean, not all, but some. Okay. Next sentence here. Where are we? Although Ramananda Roy supposedly took birth in a Shudra family, he's not to be considered a Shudra. He was a great advanced devotee. Indeed, he was on the transcendental platform. In fact, he wasn't really a Shudra. He was a Kayasta, but in some parts of India, probably a Kayasta also. And the Kayastas are sometimes given a very important service. In fact, Prabhupada even mentioned, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta mentioned that they used to kidnap Bengali Kayastas in Bihar because the Biharis are not too smart. I'm just quoting the book. Therefore, they would kidnap Bengali Kayastas and put them to work because they couldn't figure out anything. Anyway, says that in another purport. So, he was a greatly advanced devotee. Indeed, he was on the transcendental platform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore embraced him. Out of spiritual humility, Sri Ramananda Roy presented himself as a Sudra, Raja Sevi Vishayi Sudra Dhamma. Even though one may be engaged in government service or in any other pound, shilling, pence business, in short, in materialistic life, he need only take to Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is a very simple process. One need only chant the holy names of the Lord and strictly follow the principles forbidding sinful activity. Prabhupada said sometimes, what did he say? Small thing, strictly following, small thing. I didn't know he was saying it, It's not that easy to follow that strictly, but if following strictly means the way Prabhupada follows, Anyway, one need only chant the holy names of the Lord and strictly follow the principles forbidding sinful activity. In this way, one can no longer be considered an untouchable, a Vishai or a Shudra. Even one of Prabhupada's prominent godbrothers, when they came to his temple, they were taking prasadam back in 70s. He wouldn't take Prabhupada's disciples when they went serving prasadam or anything, or water. So Prabhupada noticed that. And later on, he asked for a donation from Prabhupada. And Prabhupada wrote him back saying, "I don't think you want to take donation because all my money comes from these mleches. And you wouldn't want to touch their money because you wouldn't take even their water." So later on, he said that, yes, Swamiji has taught me a great lesson. And he himself was taking, you know, quite a few Western disciples also. I mean, anyway. Okay. One who is advanced in spiritual life should not associate with non-devotees, namely men in government service and men engaged in materialist activity, for sense gratification, or in the service of others. Such men are considered vishayi, materialistic. It is said, Niskinchanasya bhagavad bhajanamukasya paramparam jigamishur bhavasagarasya sandashanam vishayinam matayoshitamcha hahantahantabishabakshanatopyasaru. A person who is very seriously engaged in cultivating devotional service with a view to crossing the ocean of niscience, and who has completely abandoned all materialistic activities, should never see a sudra, a vaishya, or a woman. Chaitanya Chandradoya Nataka 8:23. So this verse is, Lord Chaitanya spoke this verse himself when he had fainted, and then King Prataparudra was trying to pick him up. Then he saw that at the king, so he quoted this verse. So originally, it's Mahaprabhu spoke this verse. And then Kavi Kanapur obviously included it, and so did I'm not sure. I guess it's a verse right in the... Yeah, well, it's in this book. It's in this book, but this book comes after Kavi Kanapur, but it comes from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Niskinchanasya. So the first word refers to the, especially the sannyasis, who are meant to be niskinchana. Kinchana means something, or very insignificant. And niskinchana means nothing, basically. Or sometimes you use the word akinchana. Kunti Devi has her prayers. Namo kinchana vittaya navitta guna vittaya atmaramaya shantaya. Guna, what is it? Atmaramaya shantaya. That he is, Krishna is only the property of those who are akinchana. Namo kinchana vittaya navitta guna vittaya. Janmai shraya shuta shibiya idamana madapaman. He is the property of those who are finished with Janma Aishvarya. Janma Aishvarya Shuta Shri Beard. Thinking that they're born in a very good family. Janma Aishvarya, they're very wealthy. I'm very wealthy. This is all intoxication. Janma Aishvarya Shuta. I'm so learned. Big, big professor. 13 PhDs. Speak 36 languages. Memorized 12,000 books. And then Shri means very beautiful, Hollywood star. Unfortunately, now you're 85 years old. You got the wrong type of plastic surgery, so you can't even come out of your house. Because, like that. Temporary things. So, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Janan Mukasya Param Param means the farther shore. Jigami Shore means someone who is trying to cross the Bhava Sagarasya, the ocean of Bhav. Not Bhav, but Bhav, Bhava Sagarasya. The ocean of material world. Sandarshanam means to see such a person. Ha, hanta, hanta. Hanta, hanta means this is death, poison. You're being killed. Bisha bhakshanato, you're drinking poison. Ha, hanta, oh. Asadhu, very bad. Asadhu, sadhu twam. Sanatana Goswami has a very nice prayer that this, although you may be asadhu, but if you read Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charita, then you'll... He's praying, please make me a sadhu. Sanatana Goswami has to pray like that. What to speak of us? We definitely have to pray like that. Sadareva samantabhya sanyat yaviso isa. That someone, even if he is acting abominable, he's still considered a sadhu if he sticks to the process. Okay, so because today is the going away day, it's raining, the police are here, I'm going to take questions. I'm going up to the Fernandino. I don't know. Maybe I'm not going up. As long as I don't have to spend my money on gas. No, the Fernandina was booked. We do that every year.
Well, I just blame it on the rain.
You think it's definitely raining? Does it say it on the thing? Take me to your leader. Any questions about the shrimp festival? Who is he? He's usually considered Vishaka.
Vishaka. I just read he was Arjuna.
But sometimes it says he's Lalito. Lalito. Anyway.
Well, what about Arjuna?
He's
all those people.
I'm not getting into that. He's got. No, because he's the son of Ramananda Roy, externally he's one of the five Pandavas. And Bhavananda Roy is Pandu. So, and then Lord Chaitanya said these five sons like that. So, but according to Prabhupada's god brother Sridhar Maharaj, who Prabhupada said was an authority, because he was asked that question, Prabhupada wasn't. I'll have to defer to, I think Sridhar Maharaj knows a lot more than me, for sure. He said that externally, you know, they're both ontological or whatever, but superficially he's Arjuna only. He's actually a gopi, but he can take both roles because he's very powerful. Anyway,
when you were talking about the verse by Queen Kunti about those four types of opulences you mentioned about being a scholar, how about if you only know like
four types of what?
People that can't chant the holy name, you have to be a kinshina. And you mentioned about the scholar knowing so many verses and so many books and stuff. How about if you only know like one verse and you can't pronounce it correctly and you're still proud of
it? Then you're qualified.
So it seems like it's not the quantity.
Yeah, it's wanted. We've got lots of those pure devotee types who don't know nothing.
I was wondering if it said anything anywhere, I guess if it says anywhere later, or if you just know from other sources. So at this point, was Ramananda Roy aware of his eternal identity when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Really were? Or?
If we knew that, we'd probably be, you know, more advanced than we are now. At least I would.
So it's just not clear? I mean, they must...
No, it's not that it's not clear. No, he has his eternal identity. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. You know, Sanatan, they're all Manjaris. And they act externally, even Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it's not, whether they revealed it on the spot, I'm not sure. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Kamala Manjari, and I'm not sure if Bhaktisiddhanta ever directly said who he was and his identity. That's one aspect of it. So, Nayana Manjari. Yeah, but I'm not saying whether he told everyone or they figured it out. But and Prabhupada used to sometimes be asked, oh, who are you? And he would say, that you're not required to know. Like that, so. But since we know, Shri Rupa Manjari Pada, I mean, you know, this song by Narottam Das Thakur. So it directly says he's Rupa Manjari. And so, but when they're acting, when they're enacting their leelas, they don't go around acting like Manjaris, you know, wearing Manjari clothes or anything like that.
Well, I understand that, but my question was like,
I'm just getting
did
around.
Did they know between the two of them at that point?
They know. Or? You want my opinion? Yeah, they know. That's just my opinion.
So then they just had to act in their external roles.
Yeah, they're just acting. I mean, you know, they're fainting in ecstasy.
Right.
I mean, if you're acting like Radharani, like Mahaprabhu is, and you're meeting your confidant, Vishakha, then, you know, you're going to be in ecstasy. But you're going to want to check it because you're enacting this leela of, there's 1,000...
Well, that was the point when the Brahmanas were watching and Mahaprabhu
saw they're materialistic. I mean, they're Vedic Brahmanas. They're not all Brahmanas. There are some Kshatriyas with, you know, weapons, but there's a lot of Brahmanas. The breakdown is never given, but there were roughly 1,000 people. That's a lot of people. We were lucky we get 1,000 people at a festival. You know, that's a lot of people to go to the river every day. Every day you go to the river, it means big time. Big time. You know, so. And he has to act like a king, therefore he checked himself. Because, but yeah, I think they pretty much know the score. They know who they are. Swarup City, they're, you know. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhaktakaro Bhaktido Bhaktivedya, Chaitanya Kyam Param Tatvam, Sarvakarna Karnam. He knows everything. As far as Lord Chaitanya goes. But a lot of times he'll say, oh, what happened to, where is so-and-so now? What is so-and-so doing? This is pastimes. He's always, you could say, well, how is he, he's not acting like Krishna. Go ahead.
It's stated in the scriptures that when an Uttama Adhikari comes to preach, they come down to the second class platform. So a lot of pastimes take place where the associates are under yoga maya, and therefore sometimes they think themselves ordinary personalities and sometimes they realize their identity and who they are. Like Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, one song he describes his spiritual identity, who he is and what he looked like.
I am Kamala Manjari.
And then at other times he felt himself that he's like an ordinary person, he's at the end of life and he hasn't gained any bhakti, he's suffering in material existence, and so they feel like that. It's not like they're pretending or they're making it up, like, how would I feel if I was like that? They feel like that because Yogamaya covers their identity and they feel like that. So sometimes they're covered by Yogamaya, sometimes not.
Right, that's the point. Okay. Jai Hari.